The Port of Vancouver saw overall growth of 11% in cargo volumes moving through the port in the first half of 2023, with some record or near-record growth in some sectors, like cruise ships and grain exports, according to Port's mid-year cargo statistics. Total laden outbound volumes, exports, were up 14%, while inbound volumes, imports, were down 18%. A total of 75.9 million metric tons, MMT, of goods moved through Port of Vancouver in the first 6 months of 2023, compared to 68.6 MMT for the same period in 2022. The period in question was just before a strike by port workers in July. This is the second largest mid-year volume of cargo ever handled by Port of Vancouver terminal operators. The record of 76.4 MMT was set in 2021, and a new record for the bulk sector at 55.5 MMT, following a significant rebound in grain volumes as prairie farmers moved last season's bumper crop to international markets through the Pacific Gateway, the port notes in a press release. 11% growth, for a mature port, double-digit growth, is pretty phenomenal and takes a lot of hard work, Victor Pang, the Port of Vancouver's interim CEO, told BIV News. While imports overall were down, one notable exception was vehicle imports, which were up 28% in the first half of 2023 compared to the first half of 2022, according to Pang. The automotive sector has been backlogged, partly due to a computer chip shortage, since the pandemic. We're seeing a very strong rebound in the first 6 months, Pang said. We're seeing pre-pandemic type volume. Thanks to a bumper harvest on the prairie last fall, grain exports through Vancouver increased by 106% in the first half of 2023, compared to the same period in 2022. Then you're seeing cruise coming back with a vengeance, Pang added. The cruise sector is on course for a record season, the port says, with passenger numbers up 82% year-to-date in June compared to the same period last year. Almost 500,000 passengers passed through the Canada Place cruise terminal at the Port of Vancouver from April 1 to June 30, 2023, and there were 134 cruise ship visits. While export volumes increased, imports fell by 18% in the first half of 2023. The Port of Vancouver, like many major container ports in North America, experienced a drop in containerized imports throughout the first 6 months of 2023 due to a cooling economy and well-stocked retailer inventories, Pang said. As for key BC exports, metallurgical coal was up 1.3% over the first 6 months of 2022, lumber exports were up 5.7% and ores and concentrates were down 2.3%. These numbers are not necessarily reflective of exports overall of those commodities, as some, notably metallurgical coal, also ships through the port of Prince Rupert. A few highlights from the mid-year cargo statistics. Crude oil exports were up 27.5%. Jet fuel exports increased 77.5%. Paper and paperboard exports were down 21.3%. Wheat exports increased 144%. Canola exports increased 124%. Barley increased 249%. Phosphate-based fertilizers increased 122%. N. Bennett at biv.com. Twitter.com/nbennett_biv.